All right, Blake Cole with the Inscriber Magazine, here with Frisco Rough Riders manager Joe Mikulik.
All right, Skipper, so just one quick question off the bat. Trevino looked like he took a foul ball off the wrist. What do you think?
Yeah, I checked him after the game, and he seems to be okay. It was just kind of stunned him there for a little bit, but he got feeling back, and he's going to be okay. It's kind of scary. You don't want, especially, any of our players to get hurt, and he's in a prime position, and, he needs to catch a lot of games, and he should be okay. He'd be ready to go tomorrow, hopefully.
All right, so last night was a loss, and the starting pitcher came out today. Looked good. Offense obviously hitting pretty well. Did you say anything to the team prior to the game today just to kind of get them in the right mindset?
We did have a focus at 6:15. Every once in a while I'll have one. But, basically we talk about preparation and being attentive to the game. And I think they've been doing a good job of that. We just, came on short end on a couple of those games. But, the thing is, these guys are coming to work every day. They're showing up. They're preparing very well, and they're playing the game, hard. And the bats they're swinging the bats. Guys are producing some runs. And tonight, Colin Wiles gave us a good start, and it all fell into place tonight.
So how much of your, position as manager is, really being a psychologist, reading your players, managing their own thought processes and things
like
that?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing. Our coaching staff, with Jason Hart with the hitting and Brian Shells with the pitching, and then Carlos Maldonado helping out in every capacity that he can. He's obviously working with the catchers, but they do such a great job hands-on every day. And it's kind of my job to, put arms around guys if they're struggling and, trying to make them feel as comfortable as possible and put them in positions where they can be successful. And that's the job of any manager, I think. And try to recognize, if a guy's struggling, just be there for him. And I think I kind of have everybody look out for each other, and that's something that we're doing in this clubhouse.
So no doubt Profar has been doing well this season so far. He's been at the third base slot up until, even this game. What are your plans for getting him time at another position?
Yeah, that's a good question, because I will move guys around. He can play all around. Right now I'm just trying to get guys at bats. Sooner or later, like Kiner Falefa, he's playing a lot of different positions. And, yeah, Profar probably move around in time, no doubt.
So you brought up Kiner Falefa, just 22 years old. He's having a good start to the season also. Would you say he's exceeding expectations so far?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, this guy, Kiner comes and he works hard every day, and he's prepared. And the thing about it, he's not afraid. He's not afraid to play the game the right way, and he does. I mean, just like tonight, getting the guy over from second to third on a ball that was hit to the right side of the mound. But that was his job, and that's what he did. He knows how to play the game, and he tries to execute and does as best he can. And I think, he's met all expectations, no doubt.
So just one last question, Skipper. Drew Vettelson, DH last night, played in right field tonight. What's the extent of his positional versatility?
Well, he's going to play, he's going to play outfield. He's going to play, he's going to DH for us. With Bollinger and Aguilera, he probably won't get a lot of playing time at first base. But, for me, and I talked to him about that, is getting at bats, trying to get as many at bats. With, if you look at it, we have six outfielders, and it's kind of hard, and I'm kind of shuffling around to get at bats. And that's the best thing I can do right now, is try to get him as many bats as he can.
Awesome. Skipper, I appreciate your time.